Welcome in. Today we're building a beginner-friendly DJ tool in Ableton Live 12 called the Concrete Echo Top Loop Rack, designed for that sunrise set emotion, rolling jungle and old-school DNB vibes, but clean, controlled, and musical. The big idea is simple. In a lot of classic jungle, the top loop is the thing that makes the track feel alive, not the sub, not even the main break. It's the hats, rides, shakers, and that little bit of noisy air that keeps moving. And in a sunrise context, we want movement plus warmth and emotion, without turning the mix into aggressive high-frequency chaos. By the end, you'll have a top loop track that sits above your drums and bass, plus an echo rack that gives you dubby, tempo-synced repeats, filtered so they don't get muddy, sidechained so your kick and snare still punch, and performance macros you can ride like DJ effects. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 172 BPM. If you want the classic jungle forward lean, pick 170. Now create three tracks, one for your drums, one for the top loop, and optionally one for bass so you can hear how everything sits together. If you already have a beat going, perfect. We're basically designing something you can drop on top of whatever you've got. Now we need a source for the top loop, because the echo needs something steady to feed on. Option A is to grab a classic hat or ride loop sample, one bar or two bars, drop it on the top loop track, turn on warp, set the warp mode to beats, set preserve to 1/16th, and make sure transients are on. Don't worry about groove yet. We'll do that after the echo tool is in place. Option B, if you want to build it from scratch and keep it beginner simple, make a MIDI track, load a drum rack, and choose a closed hat, a light ride, and maybe a tiny shaker. Program a basic pattern, hats on 8ths or 16ths, ride on off beats, and sprinkle the shaker so it's constantly nudging the rhythm forward. Then humanize it with velocity. Keep your main hats maybe around 70 to 95, and your ghost hits around 35 to 60. And here's the sound goal you're aiming for. Crispy but not harsh, like it's floating above the break, not slicing your ears off. Before we add any echo, we prep the top loop so it behaves in a mix. This is where beginners usually skip ahead, and then the echo gets messy. So let's do it properly. First device, EQ 8 on the top loop track, high pass it. Go fairly steep, like 24 dB per octave, and aim somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. The exact number depends on your sample, but the principle is non-negotiable. Your top loop should not bring low end into the echo. Then listen for harshness. If it's biting, dip around 6 to 10 kHz by maybe 2 to 4 dB with a medium Q, around 1.5. You're not trying to dull it, you're trying to avoid fatigue. Jungle can be bright, but sunrise jungle should feel like warm light, not fluorescent glare. Optional but helpful. Add glue compressor next. Attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and just catch the peaks. 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is enough. This is not for loudness. It's to keep the echo input consistent so the feedback doesn't suddenly jump. Then add a saturator for subtle warmth. Set it to soft sine, drive it just 1 to 3 dB, and compensate the output so your volume stays about the same. Think of this as rounding the edges, so the repeats feel more tapish and less brittle. Quick coaching note on gain staging, because it matters a lot with echo. Before the echo device, try to have your top loop track peaking around -12 to -8 dBFS. If you hit the echo too hot, feedback becomes unpredictable and you'll fight the mix the whole time. Now we build the concrete echo chain. This is the core. Right after your prep devices, add echo. Set echo to sync mode. Now choose a time pairing that rolls. Left time at 1/8, right time at 3/16. That offset is magic for jungle because it creates a skipping, forward propulsion, without you needing to add extra notes. Set feedback around 25 to 40%. Set dry slash wet to a tasteful range, 15 to 25%. For sunrise vibes, you're painting space, not drowning the groove. If you're tempted to go 50% wet, resist. That's usually where the groove starts to disappear. Now add a little character, but keep it subtle. Noise around 2 to 6%, just for texture. Wobble around 0.10 to 0.30. You want nostalgic air, not seasick pitch drift. Now the crucial part inside echo, the filters. High pass the repeats somewhere around 400 to 800 Hz. Low pass them somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. This is what keeps the repeats from fighting your kick and bass, and it also stops the hats from building into an abrasive hiss. After echo, add auto filter for post-echo tone control. Set it to a low pass 12 dB filter. Start the frequency around 10 kHz. And keep it in the 8 to 12 kHz zone to begin. Resonance around 0.7 to 1.2. Add a little drive, like 2 to 4, to give it that gently pushed warmth. Leave envelope off for now. We're keeping it stable. Next, we add sidechain so the echo breathes around the drums. Drop a compressor after auto filter. Turn on sidechain. Choose the input from your drums track, or from your kick and snare group. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack somewhere from 2 to 10 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 180 milliseconds. Now lower the threshold until you're seeing about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the drums hit. Here's a teacher tip. Sidechain input choice matters. If you sidechain from kick only, the pumping is steadier and feels more like a DJ tool. If you sidechain from kick plus snare, you get that classic jungle breathing, but it can overduck if your snare is huge. A really clean solution is to duplicate your drums to a new track called something like a C key, mute its output, and leave only the hits you want to trigger the ducking. That way your mix stays consistent even if you change drum layers later. Finally, add utility at the end of the chain. Use it to control width and overall level. If things feel too wide or facey, pull width back to 80 to 100%. If you want that airy spread, you can try 110 to 130%, but be careful. Hats can vanish in mono if you overdo it. And speaking of mono, do a fast mono compatibility check. Put another utility at the very end temporarily and toggle mono. If your hats suddenly disappear, reduce width or move the widening earlier in the chain so the repeats stay stable. Then switch mono back off when you're done checking. Now let's turn this into a performance rack so it feels like a proper DJ effect. Select your devices on the top loop track, like EQ8. Echo, auto filter, compressor, and utility, and group them into an audio effect rack. Create 6 macros. Macro 1. Echo mix. Map this to echo dry slash wet, and set a safe range from 0 up to around 35%. Macro 2. Echo time feel. Map it to the echo right side time, and give yourself a musical range like 1/8 to 3/16 to 1/4. This becomes your roll versus space control. Macro 3. Feedback. Map echo feedback with a safe range like 15 up to 55%. Keep the top end of the range as your danger zone, because feedback can run away fast. Macro 4. Darkness. Map auto filter frequency from about 6K up to 16K. This is one of the most musical controls you'll automate in a sunrise set. Opening it feels like the sky brightening. Macro 5. Pump. Map compressor threshold, so you can go from light ducking to stronger breathing. Macro 6. Width. Map utility width from about 80 to 130%. Now you've got something you can automate in arrangement, or map to knobs and ride live. Next, we add groove, because old school jungle isn't just straight hats, it shuffles. Open the groove pool. Try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60, or an SB style groove if you have it available. Apply the groove to the top loop, not necessarily your kick and snare. Then set timing somewhere between 30 and 70% depending on how funky you want it. Add a bit of random, like 5 to 15%, and if it's MIDI, let groove affect velocity a little. Maybe 5 to 20%. That combination creates that shuffling air that makes the loop feel human and rolling. Now let's talk arrangement, because this tool is meant for sunrise emotion and blending. Here's an easy 64-bar plan you can follow. Bars 1 to 16, intro and blend zone. Run mostly top loop with light echo. Keep echo mix around 10 to 15%. Keep it slightly dark. Over these 16 bars, slowly open the darkness macro so it brightens, but don't suddenly add volume. You want the listener to feel lift, not shock. Bars 17 to 32, bring the drums in or add another break layer. Increase pump a little so the echo tail breathes with the kick and snare. This keeps your groove punchy while still floating. Bars 33 to 48, emotional peak. Push echo mix to 20 to 30%, nudge feedback to around 35 to 45%. If it starts getting harsh, darken the tail slightly. And here's a classic DJ move, do a quick one bar echo push, then pull it back immediately. That momentary send to dub feel creates tension and release without adding new drums. Bars 49 to 64. Transition out. Reduce the dry top loop level and let the filtered echo carry. Slowly darken and lower feedback so it dissolves cleanly into the next section. The goal is to make the transition feel like mist rolling off the beat. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too much low end in the echo. If your repeats have low frequencies, your mix will instantly get muddy. High pass aggressively, both in the echo filter and with EQ if needed. 2. Dry slash wet too high. Beginners crank it and lose the groove. Keep it tasteful, especially for sunrise. 3. No side chain. Without ducking, the echo smears your drums. Even subtle pumping makes your breaks hit harder. 4. Overwidening. Too wide can mean phase issues and weak mono playback. Keep it controlled and always do the mono check. 5. Harsh buildup around 8 to 12 kHz. That's ear fatigue territory. Use darkness and gentle EQ dips. Now a couple of variations, so you can grow this into a more DJ-friendly tool. One powerful upgrade is to make this a send/return effect instead of always living on the top loop track. Put the whole Concrete Echo chain on a return track named Concrete Echo, keep your top loop mostly dry, and automate the send amount like you're working in FX Send on a mixer. This makes transitions cleaner and keeps you from living in always-on wash. Another fun trick is a two-speed echo switch for fills. Map a macro so your echo times can jump from your normal roll feel to a rush feel, basically half the time values. Use it for the last bar before a drop or blend. Instant tension, zero extra samples. And if you want rhythmic ducking without sidechain compression, try auto pan after echo. Set phase to 0 degrees so it behaves like tremolo, sync the rate to 1/8, amount around 20 to 40%. That gives a pulsing tail like classic gated hardware, but smoother. Now, a quick 10-minute practice so you lock this in.